And we will start off with Jayden Pellegrino. And Jayden, are you with us?
Yes, sir, I am.
All right, we got Jayden, Kevin Longquist and John Hampton up here in the booth. And first of all, congratulations, Jayden. It looked like they were featuring you a little bit more tonight, getting you some open spaces. Just talk about the game plan and how they were trying to use you tonight, and was that, and did it come off as planned?
I mean, we just work on that every day. I come out, thank my teammates for blocking and my great quarterback for delivering the ball in the right spot.
He seems to be doing that quite a bit. I mean, he was 18 out of 20 tonight, and when you are working with a quarterback like Jake, what does that do for you in terms of your work ethic, having to be precise on your routes, and just the chemistry you're trying to establish with him?
Well, Jake's a great leader. He's always pushing us to work harder and stuff. So in practice, we're always up tempo, and me and him are just connecting every day. We're getting better and better.
You're one of the newcomers to this wide receiver crew, and also, you know, there's kind of, I'm sure there's a little bit of an osmosis thing here with learning under and working with JoJo Earl and Monty Parks. When you're teaming with those two guys, what are the things that you've picked up working with them that's probably helped you be mature this season and understand what a wide receiver is supposed to do?
I just feed off them, how they work and how they play. I learn a few things every day by them, and I mean, I just thank them every day.
What's been the last question for you in terms of just for your comfort level? Do you feel like you have arrived, like you are comfortable now, you can deliver on a week in and week out basis, or is there still a little bit more for you to grow in this position?
There's always room for improvement and stuff, but I feel like I'm pretty comfortable out there right now.
All right. Well, listen, Jayden, congratulations. By the way, again, if you didn't hear it, you had 5 receptions for 65 yards, so congratulations to
you. Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right. Time now. We'll have our defensive player of the game here in just a few moments, and we're waiting for Weston Reese on that. Weston, can you hear us?
Yes, sir.
All right. Kevin Longquist, John Hampton here in the broadcast booth. Congratulations on the victory. Just to let you know, pending Burleson Centennial's finishing off Waco University, you guys will have clinched a playoff spot. I realize there's bigger goals because playing the Saturday before Christmas, but the way you guys played tonight, how complete would you define this performance versus anything else this year?
Well, after the last few games, we've realized that we've had a lot of improving to do, and coach has been going hard in practice, and we've been going a lot harder, and we just came out ready to go, aggressive, and we just took it to them, and we're still getting better. We still need to get better, but we're doing pretty well.
You know, you took over for a pretty good middle linebacker last year in Wyatt Harris. When you take over a position like this, when it's kind of like the captain of the defense, where you've got to make the calls, you've got to identify how the opposing offense is set up. What's been key in your growth in terms of just learning those little game inside the game factors and how to get your defense set up?
Oh man, just watching him last year, watching all the linebackers last year, really helped me out getting playing time behind them. And then, I mean, coaches, they sit there, they tell you what to look for, tell you what to do. We watch film every day. I just got to go out there, make the right call, and then go where I got to go.
You know, you were saddled with an injury to begin the season. You're all the way back. But just talk about how you're playing, how you're feeling out there, and just the way things are moving for you personally so far this year.
I mean, I'm feeling good. My knee kind of set me back, but just made me hungry. I was ready to go, and my team's been helping me out the whole time, and I'm good. I'm ready to go.
What's, you know, when you get to a game, because you guys have given up some yards and you've given up some points this year, and you guys probably know it too, that three of your first 7 opponents had scored on their opening possession. So what did this mean for you guys to get a stop? I mean, you guys got the ball first tonight, but you were able to stop a pretty good quarterback in Gunnar Hammond, actually, unfortunately, knock him out of the game. But for you guys to get that stop, what did that mean for this defense as maybe an energizer, a pick-me-up?
It was more just reinstall confidence. You know, we went out there aggressive, ready to go, like we did a bunch of other games. And this time, we just took it to them. And they didn't march down the field. We didn't let them get any big plays on that first drive. And we stopped them right dead in there. And that just boosted the whole team for the rest of the game.
Did it become a personal thing for you guys to try and keep the shutout intact? A couple times they got inside the red zone. Their deepest was at your 17-yard line. But what did that mean to kind of get that stop and keep the zero up there on the opponent's scoreboard?
Well, we haven't been keeping up the zero up there. And we got like this goal sheet inside the locker room. And one of the things is always to keep 0 points on the board. And it's just been staring at us in the face. So when we finally got it up there, it feels pretty good.
All right. Well, congratulations to you on this, Weston. Again, you guys get the shutout tonight over Cleburne tonight. Congratulations. Safe travels down to Waco next Friday, I should say.
All right, yes, sir. Thank you.
All right, Weston Reese joins us. We'll be joined by Tim McKenna. Those Players of the Game interviews brought to you by Reunion Title. And then when Mercedes is able to track down Tim McKenna, that's going to be brought to you by Weatherford Truck and Equipment, as Mercedes is going to be making her way over there in just a few moments. Again, all these elements that you'll get post-game-wise, the Players of the Game interviews, Tim McKenna's post-game interview, Play of the Game, as well as the post-game podcast will be on the KTFW Hank FM podcast page for Alito Football. So we're going to have Tim McKenna here in just a couple moments as Tim puts the headsets on. Tim, can you hear us?
Certainly.
All right, there you go. Congratulations, you get your shutout tonight. And Weston Reese was just talking about the fact that, you know, it's on the goal sheet to get that. So what does that mean, you think, just for your defense to have that zero, to throw that zero up there tonight?
Well, that's something that these kids have, our defense has prided itself on for a long time, is trying to get a shutout in each and every game. Like Weston said, it's one of our goals, and it's the first time we've done it, really done it like we have tonight. I mean, because they've got a good offense, and losing their quarterback early hurt them a little bit, but it was big to get that shutout.
How would you compare what your pass rush did tonight versus what you've seen through the first, before that, these first six games before that?
Well, the big thing we did is we contained the quarterback and kept him in the pocket for the most part. He did get loose a couple of times, but we did a good job tackling him downfield and then stopping him on the next down.
I guess any interview wouldn't go complete without having the weekly question about Jake Bishop. But tonight, Tim, just to let you know, 18 out of 20, 270 yards, two touchdowns. He actually raised his completion percentage. That's a 90% night. He was 75% coming in. Is it almost like the game has slowed down to him to the point where he can just has such a feel for things that you don't have to say much? He already knows what's going on out there.
Well, I think it had more to do with me giving him a new arm sleeve. I gave him a new black Under Armour arm
that's
sleeve.
That's what it was. Okay.
And I really think that's what it was.
Oh.
No, Jake sees the field is good, if not better, than just about anybody I've ever been around.
You don't have to tell me the play call necessarily, Coach, but at third and what, how far back are y'all comfortable? It seems like y'all could strike from so far out. I mean, third and 20, third and 25. I mean, do you feel like you guys can dial it up at any point?
We just told Robbie quit messing around and throw it deep. My philosophy is always if you go long, you're never wrong. So he did.
Obviously, Tim, for you guys back in the playoffs, because coupled with your win and Centennial is going to take care of Waco University tonight. We will have clinched. And I know, obviously, the goals are bigger for this program because of what it's done over the last 10 years. But to keep this streak alive of consecutive playoff bursts, that's almost – you don't see that a lot around here. So there has to be a lot of pride in something like that.
Oh, it's a bunch of kids and coaches working really, really, really hard. And, you know, the great thing about this community is they let us work their kids really hard. These kids, they understand what it takes to win, and they know it starts with hard work. And I'm proud of them, and proud of the coaches too, because it's not easy to work as hard, just continually work hard like this year after year after year. It's easy to build it, but to maintain it like they've done is unbelievable.
All right, congratulations, Tim, and we will talk to you next week down in Waco.
Thank you.
All right, Tim McKenna joining us. Our post-game coach interview brought to you by Weatherford Truck and Equipment. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have a statistical